This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Let's see what's happening in Coonamble with these floods. Mark Robinson is a farmer based in Coonamble. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Katrina.
How long has it been raining for in Coonamble now?
A bit over a week. We've had fairly solid rain, like 2 inches each day type thing in succession. And a lot of people had up to probably 9 inches in some areas. We've had heading towards eight inches in Coonamble.
And how's the Castlereagh River looking this morning?
It's registering at around about 4.2 metres at the moment, and it's about steady at the moment. It hasn't risen overnight at all.
Okay, so is that expected to be the peak, or is it expected to keep rising?
Well, they thought it was going to peak at 10 o'clock, but it hasn't done anything. So okay. I don't know there's a lot of scenarios they go into with what water's coming down and when it's going to arrive. See, so it takes a little bit of working out where the water is, because they had on the Friday they had 6 inches up in the Warrumbungles there, and say 4 inches at Gilgandra, and that's all that water's got to come this way.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know when it's actually going to get here, and also. Before, the main part, 9 miles just on the southern side of the town heading towards Dubbo is where the river comes out of into a creek and across back into the Warrener Creek on the other side of town. So we're surrounded on two sides, really all sides, really.
Oh, okay. Now, according to the newspapers, about 800 people have evacuated their homes. Firstly, is your place okay, Mark?
Yeah, my place is okay. They're evacuating people from the eastern side of town, and I'm on the eastern side of town. But there's a lot of people been there for a fair while in their lifetime, and they don't think they're going to move because they don't think it's going to rise that much. Because this is our second sunny day in a row, and if it was raining still, if we had another couple of inches of rain, we would be a little bit more worried about what the river's going to do.
But have some people left their homes and are they camped somewhere in town? Or
yeah, I say some people have moved from low-lying areas in town and they moved them out to the race course or the golf club or the bowling club, where what venue they had situated for to do them.
So are the SES making their presence known there?
Yeah, the SES, there's a fair group of SES people in Coonamble here. SES people from Bankstown.
All right. And,
yeah, so.
And so what are most people in Coonamble doing today? Is it business or as usual? Or are people sort of busy preparing for and responding to floods?
Well, it's business as usual, really. Nothing's been, they haven't really been putting anything up or mm-hmm. They're probably putting sandbags around certain areas on parts of levee banks, just in case.
Is your levee bank known to be sound or does it have any problems?
It has had problems in the past, but with all the amount of water we've had compounding on it just lately, I'd say it's pretty sound. It's like it's compacted pretty well, and it's sodden that hard that it water to find its way through it, I think, really.
Okay. When's the last time you've had some serious flooding in Coonamble, Mark?
Yeah, well, we had serious flooding last year around Christmas time, and then the following year, the same period.
So is it normally a flood-prone area or not?
Well, when they get big rain, especially from the Warrumbungles up there, it is flood-prone area.
I guess it all runs down from the hills down to where you are.
It runs all down from those hills, from into the river and then the creek tributaries on the other side of town, on that eastern side.
Yeah. Okay. I guess one of the key questions to ask you, Mark, is how is all this flooding and rain going to affect your farmers in your area? What are the main crops there in Coonamble and how have they been affected by this?
Well, most of the main crops in Coonamble are affected very badly now, and they won't be able to get onto them for, say, a month or so, if we have a month of fine weather. And they've already started to sprout forth green shoots on the wheat and also the chickpeas and any other crops, other type of crops. So we've got fava beans, which are lying underground, which we've cut. I don't know, they might be rotted away now, probably, because they've just had too much water.
And so what does that mean for local farmers if those crops are damaged beyond, I guess, retrieving anything much?
Well, a lot of them, they just got to have that, look positive and and they just got to go again this year. So that's the way they've. A lot of farmers in this district have, even during the drought, they put a crop in and they did get something from it. And they've made a little bit of money, but a lot of other areas where there was only sheep and cattle and they had to buy in produce to feed those stock, they'd be still feeling the pinch.
Well, I was wondering whether livestock would have been affected this time round. Have people had to move livestock?
Yeah, there is a fair few cattle in around Canamble, and they'd be trying to move to higher ground. And there is a lot of fat lambs, a lot of people growing fat lambs around the area. They'd be trying to make sure they're on higher ground, otherwise there'd be a few drowned sheep around the place.
Yeah, and do you know if you're expecting more rain still to come, Mark?
Yeah, they're expecting rain on Wednesday. Especially down south, it's worse, I think. Pretty well. I think they're up to 20 to 100 millimetres in some areas, first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my parents are on the Murrumbidgee River and we're waiting to see what happens there. But
well, Canamble's all cut off here. Every road's virtually cut out of the place. So your main access probably now is by an aeroplane.
Right. Or helicopter.
Helicopter, if you think about it.
Well, thanks for updating us on it, Mark, and I hope it all settles down fairly soon for you.
Yeah, that's okay, Katrina.
Okay, thanks. That's Mark Robertson. He's a farmer based in Canamble, where there's flooding at the moment.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.